Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Governor Williams and your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And so trust and pray that things have gone well, that you're still safe and healthy, and that you're weathering the journey of life that you're on. And I want to get into what I'm going to talk about. May not be very long tonight, very busy. Today with the church, things that we're doing. But we want to get into our lesson. Scripture's coming from 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, which says, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own?" And our pastor went to have his yearly physical and found out that his cholesterol was slightly elevated, not real bad, but just slightly elevated. And he does pretty well on what he eats. He's very conscious about what he eats, but he got a little excited because it was a little elevated. And fortunately, at the same time that he got his doctor's report, I received a information on lowering the cholesterol, and it just happened to coincide his doctor's appointment. And for years we've known that eating oatmeal can decrease your cholesterol, but I had never really seen any kind of studies or anything on this. I just knew that we've always told people to eat oatmeal, and I sort of, from knowing what oatmeal consists of, I just determined it was the fiber, because whenever you're trying to really lower cholesterol, I know the increase in fiber is one of the things that we always tell you about, and oatmeal is that. But they get this article that I received, and it's a recent article on February of this year, and it talks a lot about oatmeal as far as helping to lower the cholesterol. And he explained that it's just a simple and tasty way to start your day with eating oatmeal. It's a and it's very popular as a breakfast choice. But again, there are heart health benefits for that. It is a whole grain food, and with the oatmeal, once it's processed, some of the edible flakes you can make into oatmeal. You can blend it into smoothies, or you can grind it into flours. And of course, oats have a variety of nutritional benefits. Because of the fiber, of course, it helps with the GI system. But notably, they have done studies that shows that eating oats can lower your total cholesterol. And so your cholesterol is broken down into total cholesterol Then you have your triglycerides, you have your HDL, which we consider the good cholesterol, and your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol. And so the study that was done shows that eating oatmeal can lower both your total cholesterol and your LDLs, which is your bad cholesterol. And so I like this article because it really went into a lot of details of why it does that. It's about that oatmeal is a is rich in a viscous or thick consistency soluble fiber. And they gave the name of it, a beta-glucan, and that this the fibers are not broken down during digestion, and that because it's thick, soluble fiber, that it moves through the digestive tract very slowly, and absorb water along the way. And that's what makes it that gel-like consistency. And so if you looking at how it lowers your cholesterol, first thing you have to understand is how it interacts with the production of bile, which is in the gallbladder. Now, I've always known that our body makes cholesterol. I learned that in nursing school. So you're going to have a certain amount of cholesterol anyway because your body makes that. But inappropriately eating foods that are high in cholesterol can increase the amount that is in your body. So when we look at the cholesterol, the liver uses the cholesterol to make bile, which is a substance, like I said, that is stored in the gallbladder, and it's released, the bile is released into the GI tract to help break down any fat during digestion. So when you eat foods with fats in it, that bile helps to break it down, but the body uses the cholesterol to, you know, to make the bile so that it can, bile, B-I-L-E, so it can break down the fat that you're absorbing. And then this soluble fiber binds with the cholesterol containing bile, so the oats, which is a soluble fiber, binds with the cholesterol-containing bile, and it blocks reabsorption of the fat and forces it to be excreted along through the stool instead of being reabsorbed. So what it does, without being so technical, the cholesterol bile complex binds with the soluble fiber, and it makes it a gel-like substance. So it's not reabsorbed in the body; it's excreted through the stool. And as a result, of course, the liver will have to produce more bile. So it pulls cholesterol from the blood, thereby lowering the blood level of cholesterol. So basically what it does, when we eat a meal and there is, it contains fat, the the gallbladder uses the cholesterol to bind with the bile, shoots it out into the digestive tract, and when it goes out, then the oats, the soluble oats, or soluble fiber, because that's what oats are, the soluble fiber, binds with that combination and keeps it from being reabsorbed in the body, okay? And so it, from there, it is excreted out through our stool when we have a bowel movement. But then the liver is going to need some more bile. So it's going to pull that bile out of the bloodstream to continue to make, it's going to pull the cholesterol out of the bloodstream to continue to make more bile. So it is a check and balance mechanism to keep the cholesterol lower.
Diabetes.
So, the beta glucans are the most efficient and effective.
I assume that's people, they're talking about them pieces that are really good.
From your oatmeal. And they have had scientific evidence supporting that this type of food is very effective, that even the FDA allows the food manufacturers to advertise that oat products are heart healthy. So a lot of people, and just like my pastor, they do not want to take cholesterol medicine. And so what we do encourage them to do is to eat oatmeal, and we'll go over how much you can eat to help lower your cholesterol. But just wanted to give you a little bit of information on how this works. Now, of oats lowering cholesterol is well documented, and they've done several studies. And of course, there are variables in the studies, including how much of a serving of oats you should be eating, the form in which they're consumed. But whatever study is done, the end result still supports that your daily intake of oats can reduce your cholesterol, your total cholesterol, and your LDLs, which is your bad cholesterol, by approximately 4 to 10%. Okay, so regardless of what every study has been done, this is a proven factor that if you eat oatmeal, that it can lower your cholesterol. While this may be less effective than the while this may be less effective when you're eating oatmeal as opposed to the statins, there is still a benefit no matter which way you go. There's still a benefit in eating the oatmeal because it can achieve what you're trying to do. And the thing of it is, it's affordable. And there are no side effects. Now, it takes longer. And when I say takes longer, it depends on what your cholesterol level is. And it takes consistency. And that's what we find is people will eat oatmeal, but not in the amount number of times per week that they need to eat it. That is, we had a doctor that came to our church, and And she gave us a lot of information on foods you can eat and not have to take medicine. And she is an MD, but she also believes in holistic. The thing of it is that when you're given this information, you have to eat it in the amounts that is given, and you have to be consistent with the number of times. And that's the same thing it is with eating oatmeal. Has to be a consistency there. And most people, they start out real good, but then they don't, they kind of slack off. They'll continue to eat it, but not at the level that they should. And I can remember doing home health, and we would go to, I would go see this one lady. She was a regular patient, and I'd always come in, and I said, "What are you eating?" She said, I'm eating my bowl of oats. And no matter what she ate in the morning, she always ate some oatmeal along with whatever she had for breakfast. Looking at the evidence that has been presented in the different studies at this time does show that that daily oatmeal intake can lower cholesterol in 5 to 6 weeks. There have been some studies that have seen a significant decline in a shorter period as 4 weeks, but the average is 5 to 6 weeks, and that's eating it daily. And like I said, consistency is the key. You've got to be consistent in this to lower the cholesterol. Some people can see changes more quickly than others, and it just depends on where your cholesterol level is at this point. Some people's, like my pastor's, is not that high. It's just slightly elevated. So his, if doing the oatmeal right now, he can lower his cholesterol if he stays consistent with it and not to have to take a statin or any cholesterol lowering medicine, because he can do it naturally. But it, like I said, it has to be on a consistent basis. According to the FDA, they're saying that 3 grams of beta-glucan daily helps to reduce your LDL cholesterol, and it reduces any associated cardiovascular disease risk. So to get that amount of beta-glucan, which is the ingredients in the oats, which helps with lowering the cholesterol, that you would have to eat about 3/4 of a cup of oats daily. They said eat 1.5 serving, but it breaks down to 3/4 of a cup. And when I looked at that, that's about right, because when we teach when we're teaching our diabetics to eat, a half a cup is 1 serving, and they're saying 3/4 of a cup, but you have to eat that daily. And this information is in line with the current research, which shows that cholesterol lowering effects between 40 to 100 grams of dry oats per day. So they're not clear whether if less frequent consumption has the same effect, but they do know that if you consistently eat 3/4 of a cup of oatmeal daily, that there is definitely scientific proof that it can lower your cholesterol. So when you look at what type of oatmeals you can eat, I mean oats you can eat. A lot of times just the old-fashioned oatmeal. The other thing, too, is that, in which I do, like my goddaughter makes me oatmeal. So I have probably I'm probably down to about four. But she had made me 10 containers of oatmeal. I just put it in the freezer. I take out a container and I eat a little bit on it every day, okay? So they have what they call steel-cut oats. They're less processed type of oats, and they have that chewy texture. Then you have, of course, the old-fashioned or raw oats. Those are the ones you like, Quaker's oats. But also the instant oats are also are good, too. Now, because I have the ones that are made from the old-fashioned Quaker's oatmeal, I have a bunch of that now that I can use that. But when I didn't have that, I kept oatmeal, the instant oatmeal. You know, they have it to buy one, get one free. So I usually would get the apple cinnamon, and I would get, because, of course, apple has fiber, too, and then I would get the, they have the cranberry, and there is one more type, but each one of them, besides the oats, has some another ingredients in it that I knew was high in fiber. And so combining those two together. And no matter what kind you get, they all contain nearly the identical amount of beta-glucan fiber. So it's just very close to it. The good thing about oatmeal is that there are a number of ways that you can do oatmeal. This lady does that I work with did oatmeal in a jar, and she would just put warm water in a jar and just let it set. And on the way to, when she got to work, she just drank it. And so it really doesn't make any difference how you do it. Is the amount is getting the tea is getting the amount. So if you're using just a dry flakes, of course you're going to have you know, 3/4 cups of the dry flakes. A lot of people use them in smoothies, and they mix them with the oatmeal with different fruits. And, of course, you know, fruits have a lot of fiber in it. So they mix it in there, and they drink it as a smoothie. And, again, it doesn't matter whether you prepare it with water or milk or milk alternative, because it's not the liquid that you mix it with that is giving you the benefit of lowering the cholesterol. It's actually the oats itself. There are many ways that you can prepare it, and I gave you fresh or frozen vegetables. They say berries, bananas, and apples. You can mix it with chia seeds or ground flax meal or pumpkin puree. It just really doesn't matter, because this is more for your taste. The oats itself are still going to do provide the benefit that it needs to. And if you want to make it more of like a protein and healthy fat meal, then you can do like nuts, like almonds, walnuts, pecans, or seeds like pumpkin seeds, hemp, sunflowers, or you could do nut and seed butter, like peanut butter, almond butter, sun butter. Now, adding the protein helps to prevent blood sugar spikes, and it makes you makes you fuller after the meal. And it also helps to fight inflammation. Personally, when I do it with the apples or the cran raisins and things like that, it leaves me really full because it's bulk, and that's what it does. It's a it provides bulk. And if you know anything about when you're eating, if you eat foods that provide bulk, you are fuller. And therefore you eat less. So I don't use the nuts and stuff with that, but I do try to get some fruit, primarily apples or cran raisins. And that kind of gives you, you know, some added taste to it. Some people even mix it with protein powder. I don't do protein powder, so. And they said if you want to add some flavor into it, you could do cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, ginger, pumpkin pie spice, vanilla extract, and almond extract. And if you remember, I said that if I buy the instant oatmeal in the packets, I usually get apple cinnamon. Because it does give it a good flavor. But the only thing is when you do those pre-portioned packages like I do, they can add a high amount of added sugar and salt. So what I do is instead of getting the regular, like you can get a box of them. I think it has about 6 packs in there, but you can get them in the low sugar. And usually what I do is if I am buying the instant ones in the packs, I get the low sugar. And that way I'm getting the benefit of the fiber, but I'm not having all that sugar. So I usually get low sugar with mine. And they said if some people just are not oatmeal people. Now, my oldest son decided he's never going to eat oatmeal again because he had to eat it growing up. That was a big thing. During the winter, it's oatmeal, cream of wheat, grits, and things like that that provided bulk. But some people are not, if oatmeal's not your, you know, your breakfast of choice, like I said, you can blend it in smoothies. And somebody did this, and I didn't think about that. Somebody added to baked goods, made oatmeal cookies, just use regular oats. But the other thing, too, some people make oatmeal pancakes. And then, of course, there are a lot of snack bars that have oatmeal in it. The key takeaway from all of this that I've said tonight is the fact that if you're somebody that really have issues with your cholesterol and you really – and I've talked to a lot of people, they don't want to take the cholesterol medicine but this is one of the ways that you can do. I do advocate that you talk to your doctor about this before. I mean, you can start it, but I would tell your doctor what you're doing. One of the other things you might want to do is to maybe do the oatmeal every day, and after you've talked to your doctor, and just decrease how many days a week you're taking it. Like, let's say you take the cholesterol medicine 7 days a week. You just might want to take it Monday through Friday initially while you're doing this oatmeal program and just see how it does. But I always instruct patients to talk to your doctor. I believe that if you can do as much as you can do on your own without having to take medication, it's so much better for you. And while cholesterol medicine is good for you, the side effects can sometimes be a problem. But you have to weigh the side effects with the benefits. And the benefits is getting that cholesterol lower so that you don't have heart issues. So there's strong evidence to support that cholesterol lowering effects using oats can be attributed to the higher concentration of this soluble fiber, and that eating 3/4 of a cup of oats per day, which is 1/2 serving, can be an easy, side effect free and tasty way to lower your cholesterol levels and promote good health. Again, the key is diligence, consistency. Usually what I do is I'll eat it every morning, but I still may have like a boiled egg or a slice of bacon or some turkey sausage, something like that. Or if I may have a side fruit, because, you don't have to just eat the oatmeal. To me, oatmeal is very filling. So a lot of times I eat the oatmeal first, and then I see if I can put anything else in my stomach. But then I eat a little bit more than 3/4 of a cup because I love it like that. But just wanted to give you alternatives. Now, my pastor, that's what he's doing every day. He's eating oatmeal. And like I said, his cholesterol's not up really bad. It's just his doctor just told it was slightly up. So he's doing the oatmeal daily and see will it come down, to get it down, not see that it will, because it will come down. He just has to stick with it. He also exercises too. So that's going to be a plus too. And, all of this goes hand in hand. The way we eat and the activity. And so that was about it for me tonight. I thought it was very interesting and timely, and the fact that he had just gone to the doctor, and doctor, yes, said, "Oh, your cholesterol's up just a little bit," and then this article popped up, and it's not something that I didn't know. Because I know oatmeal to be effective. I just didn't know how. And so when I read this article, I said, oh, okay. And I've always known in nursing school they teach you that your body makes cholesterol. I never could remember what it did with the cholesterol because I forgot that part, but I did remember they always tell us your body makes cholesterol. And so this is just another tool that you can use if you're having issues with your cholesterol. But again, I do encourage you to discuss this with your doctor, discuss what your plans are. And again, you may want to start, if you're on cholesterol medicine, after you talk to your doctor, you may want to start with just not taking the medicine twice a day, And most doctors are perceptive if you are trying to do something to make yourself more. And the thing of it is, besides the cholesterol, it is very good in terms of your GI tract, because we always tell people when we do colorectal screening is to increase fiber, and this is definitely a good way to increase your fiber. So that was it for me for tonight. If there are no questions or comment, something else to try to see, you know, to make you healthier. Well, all right then. You all have a good night. If there are no questions or comment, and if you decide to do this, like I said, make sure you talk to your doctor about it. So have a good night.